Ah, welcome to Movie Magic.
We would be honored if you would join us.
5, 6, 8.
5, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 3, 1,000.
I am the father.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Are you one of those single tier people?
All the dogs in King's Landing howl through the night.
They cry out for their true queen.
I'm Batman.
Name's Bond. James Bond.
One of them leads to the castle at the center of the labyrinth, and the other one leads to certain death.
Go ahead. Make my day.
He sounds like quite a man.
A passenger has died on the train.
Who gave the order to kill me?
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Commence primary ignition.
Recently, I watched a movie that made me feel angry. It was so good that my hands started to perspire. I wanted revenge and justice, and somehow it wasn't coming until the end, which I knew it'll happen. But as I was watching the movie, I was like, ugh, would somebody get rid of the bad guy? In the past, I've featured feel-good movies or movies that would make us, you know, cry and so on. But never, ever have I featured movies that could bring out the anger within us. So today on Movie Magic, because of that movie that brought up the anger within me, which I will tell you a little later on, here's a list of movies that could make us feel angry or get our hearts to palpitate. It's no order of preference. But first of all, well, the movie would need a super bad person that we would love to hate. Game of Thrones comes to mind, as there are so many of these supervillains that, you know, will make you feel so angry. If you haven't watched the series at all, be forewarned, there's going to be some spoilers. Jack Gleeson, who played Joffrey Baratheon, played a villain so well. He was a big show-off and cynical in many ways. His quick temper and sometimes sick behavior made him one of the most hated villains from the show. His grin gave him a smug face that would, you know, want to make you go up to the screen and give him a few slaps and shout, "Wipe that grin off your face, you little boy king." So when he was poisoned, I didn't feel sorry for him at all. Then there's the Lord of Crossing at the head of House Frey, played by David Bradley. This villain was despicable. He just betrayed people if it benefits him. A very self-centered man who executed the blood wedding, which killed quite a lot of heroes in the series. Now, this was one thing that I didn't see coming. Eventually, Arya slit his throat, and I felt no pity for him. Peter Baelish, also known as Littlefinger, was this cruel but smart villain portrayed by Aidan Gillen. He was a Lord Protector of the Vale. His biggest strength was that he was a very good manipulator and would do anything to achieve his goals through his cunning ways. However, Arya and Sansa could see through him and did not spare his life. Harry Lloyd did a great job portraying the character Viserys Targaryen. He was disrespectful, arrogant, and evil. He even sold his sister, Daenerys Targaryen, played by Emilia Clarke, and made her a slave wife to Khal Drogo. But his arrogance and disrespect got him killed by Khal Drogo after he poured hot, melted gold on his head. Now, there are many more villains to hate and make you angry in Game of Thrones, but I will bookend this list with just one more, and this guy really made me feel angry. The character is Lord Ramsay Bolton, played by Ewan Rheon. The character has no remorse. He was evil. He committed unspeakable acts, and this is another character like the first one on my list where you'd want to go up to the screen and strangle him. You know, like the Homer Simpson choke on Bart. Well, eventually, this character got a taste of his own evil medicine when he was fed to his own hounds after the Battle of the Bastards.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Back in the late 80s, I watched a movie titled The Accused. It stars Jodie Foster, and it's an upsetting film about a gang rape followed by the courtroom case of the ones accused in the act, as well as the bystanders that didn't do anything about it when the lady was being raped on a pinball machine in a bar. Yes, even those who were not raping the lady but just stood around doing nothing to stop it is as guilty. Now, the brutal rape scene is the centerpiece of the film, and it'll make you frustrated with the characters. It's a real unfortunate experience that happens all the time when people are afraid to do anything. It doesn't have to be rape. It can be anything. People are just afraid to do anything because of several reasons. It could be they don't want to get involved or don't want to get hurt, or if it's their boss or someone who is in power doing it, they won't want to jeopardize their job or position, so they won't do anything. And there are many excuses not to get involved. And because of that, people look the other way. But back to the movie, The Accused. Jodie Foster's performance earned her an Oscar. Coming up, I spoke about this movie once before on Movie Magic as a romantic drama and how sad and good it was at the same time. But not as a movie that will also make you angry at the injustice. That's up next.
Money FM 89.3 Movie Magic with Colin Gomez. Just listening to that soundtrack fills me up with pity for the characters, and that's titled Eden, in brackets, Harlem, and it's from the movie If Beale Street Could Talk. It's one of the movies that is so good that it'll make you want to watch it again. I'm Colin Gomez, and I watched it in the theaters pre-COVID when I was in a film committee that brought in movies like these from the Toronto International Film Festival. Now I'm able to watch it again on Netflix. Although I spoke about this film many moons ago on Movie Magic, and back then it was how nice and romantic and sad this movie was, today on this program, I'd like to highlight how movies like these can also make us angry. The movie is filmed in a non-linear fashion. It's about a young woman who seeks to clear the name of her wrongly charged lover and prove his innocence before the birth of their child. And she has help from her family. Now, although this movie has a great screenplay and direction, cinematography, and the musical score is so moving, which you just heard a while ago, there are some parts of this film that'll make you angry because of the injustice from the authorities. Money FM 89.3.
Tommy Lee Jones, Xavier Bardem, and Josh Brolin gave us a stellar performance in No Country for Old Men. Credit also goes to the Coen brothers, who directed this film. It's one of those movies that'll make you feel scared of the villain, but at the same time, it'll make you angry too. Spanish actor Xavier Bardem plays a role as a psychopathic assassin, and he plays it so well. He also acted opposite Jennifer Lawrence in the movie Mother. This movie is dark in subject matter, as well as, you know, it's literally dark, because every scene was dimly lit, and that itself can bring your spirits down. Now, picture this. Let's say your husband invites strangers into your home, and they wreck your home, breaking things, helping themselves with food and wine, and they even throw a party and invite more people. Then your husband allows them to all the food and your possessions, and even your newborn baby. Wouldn't that make you angry? Well, that's what this film is all about. Now, I won't tell you this ending if you haven't watched this 2017 film yet, but all I can say is, if things like this happened to you, you would wish you had a reset button. And speaking about mothers, Mum is a Hindi film about a mother going all out to take revenge on the people that gang raped her stepdaughter. The stepmother becomes a vigilante and hunts down these rapists one by one. It makes you angry because of the corruption in the justice system and how the rich can get away with nearly everything. Now, I spoke about this movie as well when I watched it back in 2018. Now, if you want to go back in time and listen to archived shows on Movie Magic, well, all you have to do is log on to our podcast page. Now, I'm not sure how far it goes back to, but in case you want to find out about past shows, you can always do so by logging in.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez.
Now, in 2007, a movie titled Funny Games was released. Basically, it's a film about a home invasion. So what happens during a home invasion? Well, the familiar villains attacking an innocent family and so on, right? But this movie, although it's titled Funny Games, it's a serious movie, unlike the other home invasion movie, Home Alone, which is hilarious. In Funny Games, a character breaks the fourth wall and disrupts the logic of the entire film. Well, I guess the director purposely did it this way, you know, to play with our minds. Maybe that's why it's titled Funny Games.
Money FM 89.3.
You know how anger is typically associated with the revenge genre? Well, Blue Ruin is a little different by giving it a fresh perspective. And you might ask the question, is revenge really necessary? Blue Ruin is one of the few revenge films to approach the idea of responding to violence with more violence, but in a thoughtful manner. So now's the time to tell you what inspired me to skew today's Movie Magic episodes towards anger. Well, it's a movie I watched on Netflix, and it's available on Amazon Prime too, but you'll have to rent it on that streaming service. On Netflix, it comes with your subscription. The movie stars Russell Crowe as the bad guy, Karen Pisterius as the stressful mother, and Gabriel Bateman as her son. I mean, there are more characters in this movie, but these are the main characters. Oh, before I carry on, the movie is titled Unhinged. And it's one of those movies that made my hands perspire while I was watching it, and I was filled with anger. The sad thing is, these violent things can happen in any part of the world. In this movie, you see road rage. In fact, you know, in the beginning of the movie, clips of actual road rage and rage in general are screened during the opening credits. Now, I'd like to focus on Russell Crowe in this movie. If it wasn't for his handsome face, I wouldn't have recognized him. He's put on a lot of weight. I know he had to for his role of Roger Iles in the mini-TV series The Loudest Voice, but rumors were that he had a fat suit on for that role. But I think in actual fact, he did put on some weight. In Unhinged, well, you can tell that he didn't need to wear a fat suit. It was all him. Now, I can't imagine that this is the same guy who played the role of Maximus in Gladiator. But that aside, Russell Crowe's role as the bad guy in this movie, Unhinged, is so convincing that you'd really get angry with the character. Now, I'm not going to tell you the premise of the story, as I might just spoil it for you. So instead, I'll give you some trivia about this straight-faced actor who hardly smiles in the roles he takes on. He was born in Wellington, New Zealand, and was exposed to show business at a very young age as his parents catered to movie sets. His maternal grandfather was a cinematographer. His family moved to Australia when he was a small child, settling in Sydney. And Russell Crowe was a child actor on a local Australian TV show. He formed a rock band, 30 Odd Foot of Grunts. Yep, that's the name of the band. And because of his success in Gladiator, tickets for the concert in Texas back in 2000 was going for more than $500 on eBay. I had to listen to their music, and it's something that I wouldn't buy, and I wouldn't go for the concert either. Russell Crowe also sang with Chrissie Hynde of The Pretenders, and I love Chrissie's voice and, you know, all her songs, but Russell Crowe and Chrissie Hynde singing, well, it's not compatible. Well, that's my opinion. Russell Crowe also formed another band, The Ordinary Fear of God. Let's put it this way. I prefer him as an actor rather than a singer. And this guy is loved off-screen despite some of the villain roles he's been getting. Nicole Kidman and Jodie Foster consider him a great friend. He's a guy to hang out with. For example, after filming Gladiator in 2000, he and some of his friends took a 4,000-mile motorcycle trip around Australia. Now, wouldn't that be fun? He's also a very supportive guy because when his ex-wife was pregnant with his first child, Charles, he gave up drinking alcohol with her. His favorite hockey team in the NFL is Toronto Maple Leafs. And he's a fan of Leeds United. Now, if you want to get a little tense and angry at a character, watch Unhinged, where Russell Crowe plays a guy you would love to hate. I'm Colin Gomez, and this has been Movie Magic, an episode of movies that'll make you angry. But hey, I'll leave you with something to calm you down. This is titled, Now We Are Free, from the movie Gladiator.